Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Daniel.
And I'm TJ.
Son of a gun. Some person snuck into our studio to help us record our show.
I believe it is our contest winner, TJ, Zombie Girl TJ. Congratulations.
Zombies. Hey, you know what? Before we go any further, because I do want to ask you, Daniel, how you are.
I'm doing excellently. Thank you for asking.
No, I was going to do it later. Mm. Please, please. I'm running the fucking show.
Okay. Yes.
I would like to know where dear Zombie Girl TJ got her name. How did you become Zombie Girl TJ?
That is an interesting question. And I think probably the official origin of it, other than I like horror movies, is when I got my first smartphone and I was standing at the Costco cell phone kiosk and getting a smartphone. It was an Android. And the guy said, we need a Gmail address. And I said, I don't have one. And he said, well, you have to have a Gmail address if you're going to do your Android things. And I was like, okay, I had another personal email address. And so I just whipped out something that I knew would not be used already. And it was zombiegirltj@gmail.com. And I said, just use that. And I thought, I'll use that as my junk email when I sign up for offers that I don't want to deal with a spam on. I just want the freebie. And over time, because Gmail was so much easier to get into than my Localtel email, which was a pain in the ass, I started using Gmail for everything. So now, you know, I go out there and I get bank loans and I tell them my email address is zombiegirltj@gmail.com and I ask for pay
quotes. I'm sure that's a conversation starter.
And people go, I always say, I'll just spell it for you because it's kind of long. That's where I officially became Zombie Girl TJ.
I've said that many times that it's kind of long. Mm-hmm. Not so much in my later days. Later days and later nights. So, Daniel,
I'm mulling over that comment there. So, are you saying that it shrinks as you get older?
Well, no. As you gain weight.
Oh,
Number of pounds, I think it's every 10 pounds, it shrinks an inch or it doesn't because the fat is surrounding it. So at this point, I'm at -8. You're right. Because of my girth. And this is, I know, wonderful conversation for the lovely lady who's in the room with us at this time.
I was just thinking, so you've lost that visible inch that manscaping gives you.
That's it, baby.
I don't think it's 10 to an inch. I do not believe in
manscaping. I hate this manscape. Be natural. Of course, I grew up. I was most sexually active beginning in the mid-70s, and that's when nobody trimmed nothing. So you really had to take a machete in if you wanted to get anywhere.
Yep. You had to be committed.
And yes, and you should be committed. Hey, Daniel.
Yes, Scott.
How are you, honey?
As I alluded to before.
Or as I like to call you, sugar titties.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing great, Muffin Head.
Muffin Head. Is that a ball joke?
No, it was my immediate response to sugar tits. I don't know.
You're not really good at improv then?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, and?
Yeah, that, very good.
Very
always,
good.
Always, yes. Always.
Very good.
I'm doing wonderful, Scott. My downstairs looks like an Amazon warehouse at the moment because
I think you need to put an LY on the end of that.
It looks like an Amazon warehouse, Lee. Downstairs.
I'm doing wonderfully. Yeah, so what about your downstairs and your boxes?
I don't know that I've talked about it much, but I just bought a new camper, Scott. And of course, that requires all kind of additional toys and things that go in it. And so there's just boxes upon boxes sitting downstairs because we don't take possession of our camper until Monday. So I haven't opened the boxes yet, but they're down there. Do you know about these zero gravity chairs?
No, this is news to me. Zero gravity chairs.
So think of a recliner.
Okay.
But one that folds up like a folding chair. So you unfold it and then you have your chair and then you lean back in it and it scoops all the way up. It reclines back. It's very comfortable. So those are the
chairs.
It's like
a recliner for camping, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. It's a camp recliner. So
do you put it Is it like an outside chair?
Yes, it would go under our awning outside of our rig.
Yeah. Yeah, your rig, baby.
Yeah.
Your first trip is coming up around July the 8th, right?
July the 8th. Our staging spot for that has now been set. We will be at the Lazy Days RV Park.
Lazy days and lazy nights.
There was this, I found on Google, I found this RV park that's not far from us, about like 3 miles up the road. It's called Citrus Hills RV Park.
Sounds very fruity.
And it's family owned. It's running. It's like $25 a day. And so I was reading the reviews on Google, and it was pretty much, they were like, if you're under the age of 65, they will spit on you. It's like they hate anyone who's, and I'm like, well, I got the gray beard. So I should go in and just see if they have a space available, because I need to stage it, right? Because we don't leave to go on our camping trip until Thursday, and I need to have it close to the house so I can buy bed sheets and get things, set inside the camper. So anyway, I went down there during my lunch break, and I walked in, and this old lady is at the desk, and I was like, I'm curious if you have any space available next week, Monday through Thursday. And she started to look into her book. And as she started to look into her book, this woman walked in to the door, into the office from outside, an older lady. And she looked at me and she said, oh, nice pants. And well, I was wearing like rainbow bee pants, pants that had like a rainbow colored bees on them. It was a very gay pair of shorts that I was wearing.
Yes.
And
you want to speed this up, Daniel?
I'm just saying, the woman.
We're losing TJ.
The woman then looked up from the plank. She was looking to see if she had any space, and she looked up. She saw my pants. She's like, we have nothing available. So now I don't know.
Oh my God.
Now I don't know if.
If it was the pants or you weren't old enough.
Or if I'm just too young. So I'll forever.
Well, fuck them. Fuck them where they breathe. Who needs their
Citrus,
shit?
Citrus Hills RV.
Ageist sons of bitches.
How you been, Scott?
Well, there's just so much to say about how I am. You know that I'm a constantly optimistic person. I see the glasses half full. TJ is nodding her head in agreement because apparently she listens. You know, this is an interesting thing. Not really, but we need content.
Yes.
I'm going next Wednesday, not on our recording day, which is Thursday. Oh, you're going to sneak. Oh, bless your heart, Daniel. Nobody's heard it because you put your
right, because I muted it like I was being polite. And now you've drawn attention to it. Thank you.
Well, I have to. I that is my job. My job is to call attention to shit that is supposed to be secret and quiet.
But the problem there is that if we don't record next, I'm going to be traveling Thursday. So, all right, go ahead. We'll work this out later.
Because you wanted to get a day ahead so that you can pull it in or push it in or pull it out.
Right, exactly. Pull it out, I think. Yeah.
Pull it out. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. So next Wednesday.
Yes.
I'm going to get my teeth whitened.
Are you going to a dentist willingly?
I know that's why I said I know that people around the world, all the three people who listen to this, are shitting their pants right now because I am going voluntarily and probably without my husband.
Oh, wow.
And my husband always comes with me to the dentist to hold my hand.
Are you? And what have you done with Auntie Vera?
I know. Exactly. see that closet back there?
Are you prepared for the after effects?
According to the lady that I trust implicitly.
Yes.
There is a different method that they do now that does not leave your teeth sensitive. It does not leave your teeth because that's the horror stories we've heard. You don't want to eat for a week because your teeth are so sensitive.
I have one of those horror stories. I did that.
Oh. How long ago, darling?
It was a while. 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And now did you get juice on them and put a plate
I did it first for the first time 8 years ago, and for the second time about 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
And both times I had sensitivity afterwards. The second time was not as bad, but my teeth also did not get as white.
Sensitivity. Yeah,
they make a temporary, I brought my own mold in because I'd had it done in Seattle ages and ages and ages ago. So I brought my own little trays in, and they gooped it up and stuck them in there and shone the UV light on it and
wow,
my spit drain out of a little tube kind of a thing. So
the woman comes with her own dental equipment. That is something.
That's
that
the expensive part. I'm telling you, they're going to, if they make you a set of trays, you take them home, you save them, you treat them very carefully, because if you want to do it again in a few years, that is like half the cost.
Wow.
Well, I will keep that in mind. I'm also, even though I volunteered for this, I'm also still terrified. Just because I have to walk into that building. Mm-hmm. But I know that there isn't going to be any scraping. I don't know if I talked about, did I talk about my teeth clean?
No, we have not talked about your dental appointment.
I forgot that I should have put that on the trellis.
You should have put it on the trellis.
Because it's exciting shit.
But as you didn't, we can't talk about it.
Oh, because it's not there.
It's not there, so we can't talk about it.
But I'm going to talk about it.
Well, now we have to put it on the trellis.
Because
yes?
I had not been for nearly 2 years because of the damn panic. Mm-hmm. We were going every six months religiously, but because of the damn panic, we didn't go.
Yes,
and
right.
So it was 2 years worth of not getting your teeth clean. And while he said your teeth are in really good shape, he was at me and not in a good way for a really long time, especially the bottom. And the thing that drives me the most nuts is when the pick goes in between your teeth, but it catches.
Yeah.
And it goes dinky.
Yeah.
Dinky. Mm-hmm. And dinky, dinky. I fucking go out of my dinky, dinky. Mm-hmm. And I think, okay, he's been at it now. He's been at this one area, this one little fucking area. He's been at it for 15 minutes and he moves to the side a little bit and then right away back dinky, dinky, to the exact same place he was. Frosts my ass. So it went okay. Drew got his teeth clean too. We've got our teeth clean. And the dentist said to Drew, because Drew's two front teeth, all he wants for Christmas is, his two front teeth are fake. So they're, and the teeth around them are beginning to yellow a little bit. And the dentist said, maybe, you know, think about whitening your teeth so that they will match the two front fake ones. And he said, then he got the information of how much at $425 to get
your
teeth.
That is not bad.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I think in Seattle, I paid $650.
Holy mother of Lord Jesus.
A long time ago.
Maybe you got the senior discount, Scott.
Well, thank you, Teach. Well, Drew got it as well. Mm-hmm. And Drew is, God, why do I always forget how old? Because he's eternally youthful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
50, is he 56? Doesn't matter.
Drew's younger than me?
Yeah.
He was born in 1962, December 1962.
Okay, is then when he's was not younger born. Than me.
Okay. That would make him 5 years older than me.
59.
So he would be 59.
He will be 59, I believe, in because he's December. He's a December baby. So it's really.
He will
really,
have been becoming 59.
He will. He's 58, right? God, he's 58? Holy shit, he doesn't look 58.
Wow. What does 58 look like exactly? I've always curious when people say, like, you don't look like you're 58.
No, you, Daniel, basically, no.
What the hell? Why is it telling me that my meeting is going to end in 10 minutes?
I just realized I am older than Drew by like 6 months.
Oh, see, Tej? Why does it say remaining meeting time 4 minutes, 9 minutes, and 45 seconds?
I have no idea.
Is it because they're... three of us instead of
no,
two?
No, yes, but I thought that I had a pro account, so I don't know what it's thinking about. So,
that's
right. I'll take care of it. I'll take care
you
of it.
You better take care of it, Daniel.
Oh, you get know what now. It is? We're on Adam Burns' account.
Oh, drinking game. Everybody take a sip. We talked about Adam Burns.
We're not on Adam's. This is my account. Anyway, go ahead. Continue. Continue talking, and I will figure it out.
Well,
you're going to get bleached.
Yes, I'm going to get bleached, and that's this coming Wednesday. I'm going to get bleached, and I'm prepared for 2 hours of sitting there. I think what I'm going to do is, she said 2 hours, so I'm assuming it's going to be 2 hours. I think I'm going to load up one of my listening devices and listen to shit. I don't know quite what I'll listen to since I don't listen to I listen to Geeky Gay and Us. That's about it now. So, you can only repeat those so many times and you get tired.
Yeah.
I would like to say this.
What would you like to say? You know, I can recommend several RV podcasts to listen to if you want.
No, because our RV days are behind us.
Yeah, you could get another one.
Now there is a possibility. There's always, you never say never say never again. Never say never. There's a possibility we could rent. You never know.
You guys could rent one, and then Daniel's meet crew in the could middle? Come meet in the middle. Like, oh no, that'd be Texas. Never mind.
Oh God.
Actually, there's several nice gay campgrounds in Texas.
Okay.
Well, no, that's how they get you in there, and then they kill you.
That's what I was thinking.
Come on over to the gay campground, boys, where everybody run around naked and doing each other. Nah, got another faggot. Got another one hanging up.
Wow.
It's a tough fucking... Well, I grew up tough, baby. I had to be tough. So when I minced with meaning. You know...
You minced, it was minced meat, right?
It was minced meat. You know...
What? What?
Because I'm so good at segueing.
You are the best. You are the master at segueing.
I am the master at segueing. I love how when you're doing a Zoom meeting, that each little frame looks like a photograph of a person. Speaking of photographs, I said I didn't know how to spend my money. Remember my last week?
Yes.
On the, yeah, I think was, it was the
was
post
a big
show.
Thing. Yes.
And you suggested, Daniel J. Brewer, you suggested, why don't you get, you have? Do you said, do you have a lot of photographs around
That's
your
right.
house?
I did say that.
And I said, I got a shit ton. You wouldn't want to know from the photographs. Because my father was an amateur photographer, and I took on that mantle later on. And because of that, we have inordinate number of photographs.
Yes.
And you said to me, Scott, you said,
yes, I did.
Oh, the meeting has been upgraded by the host and now includes
why do you
unlimited
insist
minutes?
On like just reading things as they happen on the
why
screen?
Why do you give a fuck, Brewer? I like to let everybody behind the curtain. Daniel, everyone listening, Daniel fixed the limited minute Zoom meeting, and now we can go on for 3 and 4 hours.
You can
hours
all breathe
now.
A sigh of relief.
Sigh of relief.
1, 2, 3. Sigh. So I said to you, Daniel, I have a buttload of photographs, and you said to me, Scott, why don't you get a photo scanner?
Yes.
And digitize those photographs.
Yes, and then that led you to go to the whole, well, I bought one once, but it was the wrong size, and I didn't like to use it.
Oh, thank you for listening closely, because that's not what I said at all.
Still in
you...
its box over here, because I wanted to scan in the negatives.
And it needs a SCSI connector. And
see?
That was my stripper name in the late 70s. Put your hands together for SCSI connector. No, I bought a negative.
Yes.
Scanner. And it couldn't scan the 2 1/4 negatives that I have.
We just call those Scots now.
Scots?
The
negative scanners.
Negative scanners.
Okay.
Because they're negative.
You crack me up, Daniel. God, sometimes I laugh so hard I forget what I'm talking about. Not this instance, however. So I was thinking, I'm so lazy. I'm just a fat, bald, lazy person. To give myself work is stupid. So why would I pay money, spend my gift certificate for a scanner?
Right.
So what did I do?
What did you do?
I spent my gift certificate on a scanner.
What'd you get?
I got a Doxy.
Ooh.
It's a Doxy. It's called a hold please.
Hold please.
Doxy Go SE Wi-Fi Edition.
Oh.
It's very adorable. I'm sorry I'm off mic, but I'm getting it to show
the
folks.
Wi-Fi Edition.
The folks in the Zoom meeting. It's so tiny. I'm back on mic.
Yes.
Look at, isn't this cute?
Well, that is small.
Oh, it's tiny.
And it'll do up to
that's
8 by 10.
That's like a 3-hole punch. Like
that's what it looks like.
Flimsy 3-hole punch size one.
Flimsy 3-hole punch was me, yes. It will take up to 8 by 10, and that's what I needed, because my father's a photographer, we have everything up to poster size photographs.
I know many people that will take up to 8 by 10.
Hello, hello, hello. I think the thing that you said that convinced me the most.
Yes.
is that you don't have to make an event.
Yes.
Out of scanning your photos. Right. You take a stack of them and you sit there doing something and you just shove it in and shove it in. And when that batch is done, you're done for the day, or you're done for the hour, or you're done for the whatever. That made me think, and it's rare that I will go to a place of thought. Mm-hmm. That made me think, you know, you can do this, Scott. You've got so fucking many important. I have photographs of ancient people. I don't even know who these people are. I have no idea. And I'm talking about, they look like they were taken by Matthew Brady. That's how old these fucking pictures are. Mm-hmm. I don't know who they are. So
who's
I figure
Matthew Brady?
I have no idea.
What, honey?
I have no idea who Matthew Brady is.
Who's Matthew Brady?
He photographed Abraham Lincoln.
Oh.
Oh, nice one.
I know. I'm
one.
I didn't get this kind of success with just being silly and stupid. I had to have some smarts behind my comedy.
I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that because I'm pretty sure none of my friends know who Matthew Brady is.
That's right. Well, look him up. He was very, very famous era of Civil War photography. And someone asked on Facebook, one of my agents asked, does anybody have a good headshot photographer to recommend? And I said, well, the last one I used was Matthew Brady. And it got a little bit of a chuckle. See, I always talk about how old I am.
I know we got it. It's
well,
very,
there's like a double entendre there because of Lincoln and a headshot, you know?
Oh, wow. That's a good one, too. See, she's an improv gal.
Did you also catch the whole, like, one of my agents?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, of course,
one,
yes.
One of my agents on Facebook asked.
Well, I'm only with one agency, but there are many agents at that agency. And quite frankly, as I have said numerous times at this point in my life, if they call and say, could Scott come and do this job? I'll say, yeah, I'll do it. But if they say, can Scott come and audition for this? I'll say, you know, I spent my goddamn fucking life auditioning and you can suck my kneecap because I ain't going to do it no more. I am done. Auditioning. Done.
So,
finished.
So you took the plunge, you bought the scanner. Now, how many photos have you scanned?
Well, I just got it yesterday.
Oh,
and it
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
And look, it still has the blue protective wrapping on it.
It does have the protective
wrapping.
And,
right
and it's got the little tab.
Zero.
You have to pull this little tab and shit. And I'm afraid to pull anything without reading the instructions.
See, the TJ, you don't understand. I've stayed in his house before. They put plastic over their furniture, like any device, they put the wrapping back on it when they're done using it. They want to keep it pristine.
While she was still alive.
You're not even allowed to walk in their living room because there's a rug in there that you cannot step on.
Number one, Tej, he is so full of shit.
His eyes are brown?
That his eyes, not only his eyes are brown, but it's squirting out of his ears. Ooh. And he looks like Rudy Giuliani.
See, that's the sound.
Oh, that is bad. That is the new low.
That sound that you just heard there, Auntie Scott, by the way, is the sound of a joke landing because the reference was within the last 50 years.
You know, God, you are so fortunate you don't live closer. You are so fucking fortunate.
Again, a reason to meet in the middle. You know?
That's in Texas?
Yeah.
You can legally beat the shit out of him in Texas.
Oh, that's right, because he's a homo.
Because he's gay, yeah.
That's right, so, he's a homo.
I don't condone this sort of thing, but you could do it.
Isn't Arkansas kind of halfway? We can just meet at Adams.
Yeah, there you go.
Poor Adam. Everybody take a drink. Is he gone yet?
Yeah,
is he going to do a geek? Oh, did he do a geeky gay for today?
I'm assuming. Okay. He said he was going to pre-record one for Friday, so.
Because I so enjoy the Geeky Gay podcast, except the stupid music that I fast forward. Baby, I'm not fucking around. I hate that fucking shit.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, so I'm going to have my work cut out for me, Daniel, with the scanner. Lots and lots and lots of pictures.
Now, don't.
We know how it goes.
Start out small. Like, don't do more than, you know, 10.
I don't have any choice at this point in my life.
Start at 10 or 15 and then just get through them and you're done. And then you can have your drink. Like, you know what?
Yes.
I just got to finish these 15 and then I can have my drink. You can pretend like it's a day job.
I have no fucking idea who this is.
That is Wednesday Adams.
That is Wednesday Adams before she dyed her dress black.
I have no fucking idea. Nothing's written on it.
Mm-hmm.
No. So, and but it's got to be a family member somewhere.
For the listeners, imagine Wednesday Addams, but in a white dress instead of a black dress, sitting in an old fashioned chair.
That's funny. What I'll do is I'll title this Wednesday Addams in her
white
period.
Tuesday Addams.
Oh, yes. A Tuesday Weld.
Or maybe Sunday, because that's kind of a Sunday dress.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out.
Well, congratulations on getting the scanner. I'm excited. I think that you, as long as you're not looking, because so many times...
Try to finish one sentence.
So many times tasks seem insurmountable just because of the sheer size of them. And when you break them down into smaller things, you can get more done. So good for you. I think you will be happy. We will check back in periodically to find out how far you are along. I was going to say, your office is a bit cleaned up today. Did you clean up because we had company?
My office is a fucking disaster. I don't know. Oh, you're just, it's the angle.
Oh.
every side of me is, and I can't turn this webcam, I can't turn it around, but every corner is boxes and boxes and boxes of shit because,
because of the pictures.
There's a closet right back there
that
is so much bigger than it appears to be because this is the second to the smallest room in the house, but it is a huge closet. Which we exclusively use for, we have a chest of drawers in there and boxes and boxes of crap.
Oh.
In order for me to get to the bins of photographs, I had to pull everything out of the closet because they were safely tucked away.
Got it.
And everything's out of the closet and it's all over this room.
Got it.
Which means it finally decided to come out.
What, honey?
Thanks heavens it decided to finally come out.
I know. Come out wherever you are.
So
shit, you interrupted my song. And meet the young lady who fell from a star. Okay.
As I said in the pre-show.
Yes.
I think that you should store your scanned photos in Google Photo because it will start doing some machine learning on them and it will categorize people by face. So you may actually find out who that person in that picture is because Google Photos is really, really good at de-aging people and figuring out, like, I can put a baby picture of myself and it will know, oh, that's Dan. Even though I have a beard now, it'll go like, oh, that's you.
Wow.
So it's really good at figuring out.
It's a little frightening to me.
It has to do with the geometry of your face that doesn't change over time.
Did you just flip me off?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I was hoping you wouldn't notice that, but indeed you did, sir.
I did. Well, but I'm nothing if not observant. So I noticed.
Yes.
Did you cover the, because you have the 10 billion Amazon boxes in your...
Yeah, I have. I don't know
how much crap can I buy.
Let me tell you the stuff that I bought.
And okay, you, and tell
this is my
tell
question.
Us.
So I
tell
bought
us
this
because
zero.
This is rapt anticipation of what's going to happen.
I'm just saying.
Step out for a moment.
What? What are you talking about?
I said I'm just going to step out for a moment. Go ahead.
Okay, I bought the zero gravity chairs. I bought a ladder. I bought walkie talkies. I bought a leveler. I bought some headlamps. I bought some bungee cords. I bought a first aid kit. I bought some rubber gloves. I bought some propane gauges. I bought some X chocks for the wheels. I bought surge protectors for the power. I bought leveling chocks for the is how much more crap am I going to have to buy for this travel trailer? That was my question.
Well, there's a possibility that it's never ending.
Okay.
There are essentials. They really are essentials that you have to, they don't tell you about when they're selling.
What do we have to do to put you into this rig?
That's right.
They don't tell you into the rig.
The sewer is not included. We did buy a stinky slinky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Or oft times the hose will be, but the connector to the connectors are not. We had a, okay, Scott, settle down for a second and ask Jesus into your heart so that you can figure out what you want to say. Okay, here we go. Praise the Lord. Drew was in charge of the shitter.
Yes.
Because I was in charge of driving and cooking.
Right.
So he was as at home, he does the dishes and I do the cooking. That's the agreement. But because I drove everywhere and Drew did not drive, we figured that he will be the shitter person. Mm-hmm. I was electrical, I was water hookup, but he was the shitter.
Got it.
One of the things that we did, which is really incredibly unpleasant, but oft times necessary, is we bought an adapter that you put onto your shithole in your camper,
yes,
in your RV,
yes,
that's clear. Mm-hmm. and it twists on, and then you put the hose that goes to the sewer onto the, so that there is this much clear area, about 6 inches of clear tubing, that you can see everything going through.
Yes.
So that you can see when the water runs clear finally that you've cleaned out your tank and everything is fine.
Yes.
But the first few minutes is very unpleasant. Mm-hmm. I never videoed it. I probably should. But Drew could always tell how good we were feeling by the color of what the shit was coming, the color of the, because it got, TJ's going,
wow.
Nice. Hey, one of us is sick.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was a joke.
Corn? I don't remember eating corn.
Corn? Corn?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to do it in a Carol Channing voice.
Okay, corn. Yeah, I don't remember eating corn.
Exactly.
Yes, we our sewer hose that we bought.
Do you have a clear? Do you have a clear shit looker?
That we bought has a clear tip.
A clear shit looker.
Yeah, it has a clear shit looker.
A clear shit looker.
Yes, a clear shit looker, ladies and gentlemen. The thing is that that is the most unglamorous part of an RV, is that you become your own sewer system.
Yes.
You become your own disposal. You become your own everything. Mm-hmm. And you will note how unpleasant some tasks are. However, the benefits so outweigh the negatives. It's worth dealing with your own poop and pee.
Yes.
With the advantages that you get for the where you're self-contained and it's beautiful and you're, the greatest thing ever was having everything with you and being at, I love that no one's paying attention.
I'm listening. You have everything with you.
I apologize. No, the gardeners, the landscape people outside just started up some equipment. I'm hoping you're not hearing that.
No, we're not.
That's not hearing it at all. Okay, and good. I wasn't especially talking about Tej. You're looking down. You will not, okay. Daniel.
I'm listening.
Oh, bullshit. What are you looking up? Oh, okay. Forgive me. Daniel's taking his medicine. Now, wow. I'll be taking my medicine in about, say it's 3:45 here, in about 15, will be four, about 2 hours and 15 minutes, I'll be taking my medicine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I only take my medicine on Fridays.
Oh.
Well, that's good. That's a healthy, good thing. Don't be like me.
But that's only because I'm not retired yet. Okay.
Okay. When you're retired, it's medicine. It's medicated, baby.
It's gonna be medicine every 5 o'clock every day.
Thursday is Friday Eve. Anyway, so go ahead. So yes, what were you saying, Scott? You were saying
I was simply saying
the joys of having all your stuff with you.
Yeah, and it's just it was a wonderful time until it became a burden, and that's an old story that I won't go into. It was an amazing, heady, incredible, wonderful time to have, especially with ours, which had so many luxuries, because I will not do anything that isn't luxurious.
Yes.
It was an amazing time. So I would say this, that we have really come to the end of, I would say, almost a perfect show. If anyone in this room would like to add anything at all, now would be your opportunity, because I think it's about time to wrap it up, don't you think, Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, did you not want to talk about the last item on the trellis?
I you know what? I think it would...
We can wait. We can do that next week. That's fine.
Yeah, we were going to talk about the pot, well, let's do it now for fuck's sake. Fucking do it now.
Just do it.
Just do it.
I'm curious at how you notice this. So the thing that's on the trellis right now, or the trailer right now, says...
No, it's trellis. It's okay, trellis fine. When you're with me, God damn it. Daniel, do you not listen to me? Do you not understand how important some things are to me that could be unimportant to other people? Do you not?
The card reads, since when did podcasting become video?
Yes. So I watch. Mm-hmm. I am a YouTube fanatic.
Yes.
And I fall in love with many YouTube personalities.
Yes.
One is an artist, a young artist named Slew. His name is Sam Lewis, but he goes by Slew. And I've been watching him for probably over a year, and he's terrific. And he's got himself now a studio in New York, and he's building this, he's got a loft, and he's doing all kinds of things, and he wants to expand and is expanding into podcasting and all kinds of things. But his podcast studio is video.
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, has the infection of the Joe Rogans or whatever podcasts where they're a camera on these clowns, that's not what podcasting is. Podcasting is audio. Podcasting is how it started, was because it was an iPod and you put your buds in and you listened to it. When did podcasting become, hey, let's do it like this, like we're doing it here, but we're doing it for each other. We're not doing it for the world.
So the answer to that is...
Oh, you have an answer?
Yes,
you're coughing.
I do have an answer. This is my
He just pressed the cough button, ladies and gentlemen, so that he could cough. He does not like it when I talk about the behind the scenes stuff.
This is my own opinion. I have no actual. Oh dear God, I have no actual research to back this up. But a lot of it is the Joe Rogan, right? Joe Rogan became highly successful doing his podcast. Basically, it was just a live streaming YouTube kind of a thing. But I think the other side of it is that there are an awful lot of free tools out there to do video. Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitch. These are the three things that are they're free services that you can just start broadcasting to the world. If you wanted to broadcast audio to the world, that's harder to do, ironically, than it is
to
do
it shortwave.
I'm just saying, the audio radio stations like Pride 48 or things like that are a dying breed because most people just go to the video. They go to stream YouTube Live or they stream Facebook or Twitch. So people just include the video elements in it. A lot of it, I feel, is just people misnaming them. Like people, they're not listed on iTunes or whatever. They're calling it a podcast, even though it's a YouTube podcast. You know, a long form.
Well, I don't like it.
Well,
I don't like the changes. I don't abide by them at
all.
It's
funny that you bring it up, though, because Adam and I were just talking about this.
Adam?
Yes, Adam. Adam Burns.
Adam Burns.
Yes, Adam Burns. Yes. Oh, TJ took a drink. Got it.
TJ's taking a drink.
We're just talking about this because, you know, with audio being not dying, but a waning technology, how do we take Pride 48 forward? And so I believe a lot of the things that we may be trying out this coming live streaming weekend is we'll be simulcasting onto YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch with just keeping people connecting to the same audio that they were before. And so what you would see if you were watching our YouTube channel is you would see an EQ, you know, so you would see a graphics of the equalizer and then hear the audio. There would be no video of the people podcasting.
Now, before we go.
Yes.
You brought up
yes
something very important to talk about, and that is the Pride 48 and Pride 48 weekend.
Pride 48 weekend.
I think you need to talk about it a little bit.
Well, that's happening July 23rd through the 25th.
July 23rd through the 25th.
I believe TJ will be on Greetings from Nowhere, which is happening.
Greetings from Nowhere.
Sunday at
Greetings,
10 a.m.,
Greetings for Nowhere was a different podcast altogether.
It's Sunday at 10 a.m. and not too far away from one of our shows, Scott, I think. I think didn't we move around?
Well, you changed things around.
Yeah, we moved
things
around.
I don't know where we are in the
I have no idea.
In the pantheon, but there are many many wonderful LGBTQRST and LGBTQRST people friendly who are going to be involved in this, and it's very exciting and it's very wonderful and it's very community making and fulfilling.
That's right.
Some terrific people, some assholes too that I will not go into, but some incredibly terrific people involved in this, and it's going to be an exciting weekend of podcasting.
It is, and all you have to do is just go to pride48.com to listen.
Pride48.com.
Or you can ask Madam A to play Pride 48 on TuneIn.
Hey, Madam A, play Pride 48.
On TuneIn. You have to
on TuneIn.
Yes. And you would also can ask G-Man.
Hey,
to,
G.
Yes.
Play Pride 48 on TuneIn.
Yes. And those will work at any point in time. Anytime you want to do that. But if we do have a YouTube simulcast and a Facebook, we will, of course, publish all those things. Go to pride48.com. All the details will be there. Scott.
No, it's me, you dingleberry. And I'm going to recognize Tej.
TJ has her hands up.
Before I sign off, and it's me, you always grab the reins, Daniel, and the reins are not always fucking yours, okay?
I have a tiny request.
Yes, my love.
Daniel, will you do a dad joke for us? will you do the dad joke that I sent you?
Did I not do it on the show?
No, you have not done it. Hang on. You still have it? Because I can resend it if you don't.
No, I save all my things here. Let me just find it, though.
Because it made me laugh so hard when I first heard. And it's much more of a audio joke than it is a written joke.
Okay. Hey, Scott.
Yes, Daniel?
As I was walking out of the Citrus Hills RV park all dejected the other day, I want to make myself feel better. So I stopped by the Valrico Zoo that we have right up the road here.
Yes.
Valrico, Florida is a very small town. It's a really tiny zoo. It's a very tiny zoo. All they have is a single dog in a cage. That's the Valrico Zoo. It's a shih tzu.
Teague likes it.
I love that joke so much.
So it's been so wonderful to have you a part of this, Teague. Shut up, Daniel. And the reason that you are is because you were generous and you gave to help Stroke Boy, Scott the Satyr, with his recovery. Mm-hmm. And we always send him love and no more money. That's it, Scott. Yeah, you're not getting any more fucking money, okay? So just back the fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Hey, Rumsfeld died. Yay!
Yes!
I'm glad to know that I'm not the only person that cheered for that. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, please. We're dancing. Drew and I were doing a dance.
We are legion.
Yep. And so that's why you're here, and it's been a joy. It really has been a joy. You are one of the most delightful people in our community, and every time I have interacted with you online or in person or for here, it has been an absolute pleasure and a joy, and I love you. You're wonderful.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Thank you, sweetheart. Daniel?
And I love you, too, Daniel.
You're all right. Daniel, you're a good friend, and it's always fun to be together on Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Friday, so whenever
one day
it
of the
happens.
Week, a day of the week that ends in Y. You know what?
What?
Good night, Scott.
No, you don't get to. Oh, you son of a bitch. You don't get to do that. That's me. So you just better back the fuck off. Daniel? Good night, Daniel.
Good night, Daniel. Good night, Scott.
Aww.
Good night, Teague.
Thank you for listening to That Darn Elvis. If you would like to contact the show, you can email us, contact@thatdarnelvis.com, or send us a voicemail by going to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com. You can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis. On Twitter, Scott is @AuntieVera and Daniel is @DanielBrewer. As you disembark, remember that this podcast is traveling at the same speed as you. Please watch your step. Thank you.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.